means it's time for another edition, our 183rd edition of Musicians Come and Play here on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on the FM dial. We have now 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. Cloud cover, that fog seems to be moving out of the area. So at least for the most part here in front of the station, you can see across the road real nicely. It is clear now. So overcast skies and cloud cover, though, here in central Minnesota. Well, like I said, it is our 183rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring her in right now and say good morning to Norma. And it's Norma Gordon. And Norma, how are you doing?
Just fine.
Good to hear from you.
Well, it's great to hear from you, too, because Carl has told me all about you.
Well, that's wonderful. Yes, up here in central Minnesota, we sure do appreciate the music of Carl and his Country Dutchmen. And, well, we find out that you are responsible for Carl. You are his mother, so we want to hear all about you. So, Norma, we know that you play tuba, and I'm not sure if you play some other instruments as well, but why don't you take us back to the beginning? How'd you get started in music?
Well, I got a degree in music from Augustana College, but I didn't go into music to begin with. I was teaching elementary school down in Moline for 27 years. Mm-hmm. And then when I retired from teaching, or even before I retired from teaching, I started playing piano and singing at nursing homes. And I still do that at five times a month.
Wow.
I go in and play piano and sing the old songs like You Are My Sunshine, 5'2", all those oldies. Like I like them the best, and so do they.
Yes, the patrons can identify with knowing the words. That's wonderful. All right. So,
and, of course, you know, at the beginning, Carl got his concertina from Chris...
Christy Hengel.
Christy Hengel, couldn't get last name. Anyhow, he got that back in about 1973. I think he's about 12 years old, 11 mm-hmm. years old. We came back from New Ulm, and my daughter was just here a couple weeks ago, and she says, I was sick and tired of him. He had learned three songs between there and here, and it's a seven-hour drive.
Oh, my goodness.
So she said, I get hearing those same three songs all over this. Anyhow, he did that, and by the next year, he was ready to start a band, and we got on the back of a pickup truck, and I played tuba. His friend played drums, and we played in the fall festival parade up here in Orion for Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And anyhow, right after that, then, we set up on the corner in Durant. They had lots and lots of bands out there at that time, but they didn't have all the stuff to amplify everything. So they were right in front of them. But mm-hmm. we were on the little corner, and Carl knew 15 songs at that time.
Wow.
People would stop by and say, this kid's going someplace. Listen to him play. And he would not go out and play anything unless he had it really down pat in his head.
Sure.
And, of course, there's a lot of times, you know, I taught school, and I'd come home from school, and Carl would say, I learned a new song today, Mom. I said, did you skip school? No, he says, I learned it on the desktop. I used my finger on the desktops, and he says, I learned the songs. Other times, I learned a new song. You're out driving tractor. How can you do that? On the fender. I use my fingers on the fender and learn the songs that way. And he'd come home, pick up his concertina, and he'd play it.
My goodness.
It's weird. He's a weird guy.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, we've heard a little bit about that, but we love him to death. He's just a wonderful player. Now, you said you have more children. How many children do you have, Norma?
Joyce, she's my youngest daughter. She mm-hmm. lives at Trempolo, same town where Carl lives.
Okay.
And at one time, she played piano with the band, too.
Okay.
And then Holly, she played drums with the band. She lives in La Crosse, but she's not doing any playing at all anymore. Every once in a while, Carl will call Joyce and say, "Will you play a little job with me doing something?" So she will go out once in a while, but Holly doesn't want to at all anymore.
Okay. All right. So you have the three children. Where does Carl fit in? Is he in the middle?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, he would get one girl against the other girl and back and forth, and he'd get them going, you know, and get in trouble. He was the instigator all
he
the time.
He was, huh? And
yeah.
His dad's name was Herb, I understand?
Yeah, Herb Hartwick.
Okay, and Herb played in the band too, I think, huh?
Yeah, he played drums once in a while.
Okay.
And did the announcing until all of a sudden Carl... He didn't like what the songs his father was asking for. He started playing something else. And so he took over, and anyhow, from then on, why, it was Carl instead of Herb. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And when Carl actually formally formed the Country Dutchman, were you part of it, or did you just pop in here and there through the years then?
Oh, no. I played with the band for probably about 10, 12 years.
Really?
I get out of school, and on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, he and I and Amy Sampson, a girl from Orion.
Oh, yes.
We would go to Geneseo, a little neighboring town here about 20 miles away, and play at the Bavarian Hof. We'd walk around, and people would ask for all these songs.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know them. We'd get our heads, we can play this, and we did it. Sing it or play it for these people sitting at tables. And we did that. And then if we had something going with the whole full band, why, then we would go someplace else. And I would be playing tuba at that time.
Okay.
And then after a while, then Carl got Greg Skritzmeier to play tuba. And I played piano and sang. And Joyce decided that she didn't want to play for a while, and but Joyce's ex-husband played trumpet with the band, and he was with us to do our first recording back in 79, I believe it was. He was one of the directors or whatever. He went, put everything together for us. And after then, he started playing with us. So.
Okay. So who are some of the members of the band? I mean, did you play with Donnie Burkhart and some of those guys then over the years?
Oh, yeah. Donnie played with us off and on for probably about 15 years.
Okay.
And we still keep in touch with him. And when Carl plays over at Bloomer, Wisconsin, at the Pines Ballroom with Ryan Herman, when the two of them go over and play, well, then Greg will come over, and he stopped playing anymore. He's got some problems, health problems, but he used to come over and play with Carl, also. And I mean, Donnie would, and Greg too, but Donnie would, let's see, only about a month ago, Donnie came over with his trumpet and played with the guys at Bloomer, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Well, see, Donnie is 82 years old.
Okay.
84, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. We've had Don on the program a couple of times, and he's just a very colorful fellow as well.
Oh, yeah.
And you met a lot of those people over the years, huh? I mean, they just like a big family, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Another one that played with us for quite a while was Bernie Williams.
Yeah.
He played trombone with us. Yes.
Yep.
And, of course, he passed away here about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had his own band, too.
Yes.
But he was the life of the party with us. One time he was sitting on the stage, and he got too close to the end of the stage and fell off.
Oh, my goodness.
Little things like that happened.
Oh, sure. Well, Norma, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation.
Sounds good.
All righty. So, Cy with the St. Joe Meat Market with a reminder that the St. Joe Meat Market makes venison and wild game sausage all year round. If you still have some trimmings taking up space in your freezer, think about bringing them into the St. Joe Meat Market this week. and have some delicious products made for you to enjoy with family and friends. You can have those trimmings turn into any number of delicious products, from summer sausage, jerky, snack sticks, brats, breakfast links, wieners, bologna, hamburger, and the list goes on. Minimum batch sizes usually start with approximately 10 pounds of wild game per item. Our professional and courteous staff will take down your information and assist you with your order. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joseph Meat Market, downtown St. Joe, Minnesota. And Norma, for being our guest on the program, and maybe Carl's told you about this, how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market along with Chasm. We mail that out to you, priority mail. You get that in a day or two, and hope that you enjoy it along with Dave, your husband, and enjoy that in good health. How's that for you?
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. You're very welcome. Well, Norma, I was just a little bit curious. I don't think I've ever seen another lady, female tuba player. How did you ever get to play in the tuba?
Well, when I was in eighth grade, the high school director needed a tuba player coming up the next year. So another fellow and I from eighth grade joined the high school band. We got out of the classes for the eighth grade to go over and play, be in the band. And so I played tuba in the high school band for 5 years. And then I went on to college, and I played tuba there. And then I also did French horn lessons for a year and a half there, too.
Okay.
So I played there for French horn for a while.
Wow.
And then, of course, French horn is kind of like a mellophone.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, on the mellophone that was from my dad, he bought that, I think it was 19... He was 12 years old when he got it. Anyhow, Carl's got that mellophone in storage someplace, and it's even got the slip in it, you know, for mm-hmm. what it costs and everything, the whole work. So, yeah, he still has it. Anyhow, Mike played it on the anniversary polka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it got a real mellow sound to it. So the anniversary polka's got the mellophone that belonged to my dad, Carl's grandpa.
Wow.
We found out, my husband and I and Carl were driving around, and we stopped at my uncle's place, and he was 96 at the time. This was about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking to him, and he said, well, your dad and I, it would be my dad.
Uh-huh.
He said, we would go out and play at parties. I said, what? He said, yeah, we both had guitars. And he said, your dad had a harmonica that you could put, you know, strap it around yourself and play it and the guitar at the same time. And they would go out every Saturday night and play at people's parties. We didn't know this. I don't remember my dad ever telling me this, but my uncle did, and he was 96. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, my mother, she would play piano by ear, and she played all the old songs, and she couldn't read any music at all, but she was just like Carl. Oh, but I guess it runs in the family.
That's what it sounds like. Well, that is awesome. Well, talk a little bit about the recordings, Norma. I see your name in the credits there, here and there. So are you on all of the recordings or just featured on some of them, or how does that work?
The very beginning ones, and then, of course, there's a couple of them that you just have me, like, sing one song or play one song or whatever. Let's see, I'm on a lot of them, but I don't know which ones I am on.
Uh-huh. Well, I know you sing on his latest, on the 40th anniversary, sing one about the chicken there. And
No.
Is that not you?
That's Karen Risto.
Oh, that's Karen Risto. Okay. Good thing I didn't get that mixed up.
Well, it was Risto. It's Peterson now.
Oh, okay.
But she's the one that's doing that.
Oh, okay.
I do. I sing on there. What do I sing?
And I don't have it in front of me, so I can't help you on that one. I'll have to pull it off the rack in just a moment.
I know I did sing something on that one.
Sure. All right. Well, good.
And, of course, his dad did do the 110 polka on that
that's
one.
That's right. That was Herb, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Norma, before I let you go, I'll usually ask each and every guest if they have a fond memory, something special that stands out in their memory over the years that you might care to share with the listeners.
Yeah. I can always remember this. When we were first starting out, we had not played in Wisconsin that much. And Polka Joe from up in Wisconsin, he had found out about us, and he hired us for the Seymour Polka Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hamburger town, you know.
Sure.
Well, anyhow, we went up there, and we driving our old school bus, and the girls got out, and the girls and I wore pretty red dresses, barefoot, and we go up, and people were looking at us, who in the heck are these? I mean, these were kids, except for me and
uh-huh.
Bernie,
uh-huh.
and they looked at us, how can they play? Anyhow, we started in, and people started coming in, played for that hour. Next time around, in the next hour, more people came in. That was where people found out that there was such a thing as Carl and the Country Dutchman. They loved us up there. And from then on, we played then at Menominee Falls, at the, what's the name of that ballroom there? Nightingale Ballroom.
Okay.
And then we went over to the Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
To the
Majestic?
Yeah, we play there. Mm-hmm. So one year we would play at the Majestic for New Year's Eve. The next year we would go down to Nightingale, back and forth for about 8 years. And they'd have buses go from one place to the other. That's another thing I can remember, too. Those people from those two ballrooms, they were great. They took care of us. They fed us. They found a place for us to stay. So I guess so many people took care of us all the way through. And people are still doing it for Carl, too. Everybody loves him, and he loves everybody.
Absolutely.
He's a giver.
He is. He is. Well, Carl used to come up into our area. We did have a ballroom in St. Joe, Minnesota, right in the center of Minnesota here. It was called the Delwyn Ballroom, and it's no longer there. But he would come up here and just pack the house. And, I mean, this is probably in the 80s and 90s.
Uh-huh.
And that was before my time here at the radio station. But we had a radio announcer here. His name was Clyde Vivoda. And he found out about Carl, and he would go to every dance. And since that time, it's been a long-standing tradition. We always play music by Carl every Sunday afternoon for about 15 minutes. It's just been a tradition ever since. Clyde started that, and it's just neat. It's really neat.
Well, good.
You bet. Well, and do you care to mention any of the ballrooms you were mentioning, the Nightingale and some of those? Any of the other ones that you've played at over the years that, you know, you're very fond of over the years?
Oh, yeah. Way back when we first started out, we played at the Walcott Coliseum in Walcott, Iowa. It's about a 30-mile drive for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Friday of each month, starting in, like, 1977, maybe, through about 1980, the first Friday of each month, we would play out there. We sponsored our own dance, and so, like Carl says, this is like home. Every time he goes to the Walcott Coliseum, that's his favorite place to go. They really have good sound there. People are happy, and of course he only plays a couple times a year, but especially at Christmas time, he plays the first Friday of December and at Walcott, and then they stay overnight, and the next day we have a jam session here at our house.
Okay.
And we get anywhere between 40 and 60 people down in our basement, and people come with their instruments, and, I mean, sometimes we'll get, like, 3 or 4 concertinas going. There's several of us that play tuba, several of us that play piano, trumpets come. One time Dale Thomas came, and he played his steel guitar. Oh, that was really neat.
I'll bet. Yeah. I'll bet. Well, that sounds really fun.
And banjo players, too. Yeah. Robin Becker from Auburndale, Wisconsin. He would play the banjo.
Did you ever get to play with Grandpa? Was that Tony Jorgensen? Do you remember him?
Oh, I've heard him. But yeah, he played with Brian Brigham.
Right, right. I didn't know if he sat in with you guys once in a while, too, or not.
No, not that I know of. He might have, you know, when I had left the band, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he just stayed with Brian most of the time.
Sure, sure. Well, it's been so special having you, Norma. Our time has really run out. We want to save some time to play music by Carl and the Country Dutchman, and we're going to do that. So with that, we're going to take this opportunity to thank you very much for taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I tell every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are still here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Oh, sounds good.
You bet. And are you, before I let you go, are you down on the farm, as Carl used to say? Are you still on the homestead there in Orion, Illinois?
Yes, I am.
You are. Yep. And Carl tells of that.
But we don't have any hogs anymore.
No hogs. Yeah. Well, Carl said he used to practice. He'd go down and play for the hogs because he said they seemed to appreciate it.
Yeah. And he had a dog, too.
And he had a dog. Okay.
He would go upstairs, and you could never tell him to practice. He would go up, take the dog up, sit on the end of his bed, and listen to Carl play.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, wonderful. With that, we're going to let you run, Norma. Thank you so much. If you want to stay on the phone, I'll talk to you off the air. But thank you so much for joining us. So you have a great afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much. And Happy New Year to you.
All righty. And there she goes, Norma Gordon. Yes, Norma Gordon Hartwig, our 183rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. So don't go away. We'll have music coming up by Carl and his Country Dutchman in just a moment.